It is time for the Neuron Report with Matthew Thomas, straight out of a coma. And hanging around to greet Matt is Balboa John. He's hanging in here with me. Matt, good morning to you.
It's going good. New Year's going to be here in a flash. And then the new year is going to start in a flash. And it's going to be great.
Yeah,
we got a great guest today. Her name's Taylor, and she's going to tell her story about what she's been through, all these different things, and how she's helping others with the same issues of it, kind of like what I'm doing.
Yeah, Matt, before we bring on Taylor.
Turn on my radio.
Yeah, before we bring on Taylor, Balboa John is here, wants to say hi to you.
Matt, how are you doing
today? Brother John.
Good to see you from across the bay.
I know. Now we're across the wavelengths. Yeah, I know. Me and John are getting in a secret boat, a remote control boat, to go back and forth.
You know, I did not know this. Matt told me off the air, this is your last day of work. You're retiring today, right?
It's official. I'm getting locked out, as they say.
All right, let's give him a hand.
Tissy will tell you it's been 5 years in the making, so I've tried it a couple times and never worked. This time I'm going for it.
Are you sure it's going to work? Because you told me off the air you may still be working.
There'll be things I'll still be doing, but because I can't stay home. So I've got enough on my plate and looking forward to having more flexibility.
Yeah, I think they're going to carry me out on my sword, you know.
I think so. If your voice doesn't go first.
Yeah, exactly. One or the other. So you and Matt, you're going to be on 9 to 10 New Year's morning. And congratulations on the retirement, by
the way.
You'll be on 9 to 10. And then, Matt, you come on.
10 to 11.
Yeah.
So are you guys going to do it? Are you guys going to do anything together? Like your friends? You know, what's going to happen?
Yeah, well, because we're going to talk about my golf tournament, my next hydro bike, all these different things that we have in store with my different documentaries, with the movies about my grandpa, my uncle's park in Nevada, all these different things that we can get happening.
Yeah, Matt, we'll collaborate on some songs for 10 minutes or so at the end of my show.
Yes. It's going to be excellent.
And then John was talking earlier about maybe putting an exhibit in the Balboa Island Museum with, you know, your history, Matt.
Yes. He's going to have, what is it? Is it who's going to be coming over to look at the stuff?
Yeah, we have a curator, Matt, and he's really sharp. His name is Michael, and he has a strong interest in the history of the harbor, Balboa Island, the peninsula, and just... From my untrained eye, looking at the things you have in your house is a treasure trove of unique and historical artifacts.
You'll
find that
crazy.
To be very interesting.
Yes, it will be. And I can't believe, because the house was made in 1917. That's one of the first, you know, one of them.
You are the freshest thing in the house, Matt.
Yeah, so fresh and so clean. Oh,
all right, let's go to the phones. Teacher Taylor is on the line now. And Matt, I know Teacher Taylor personally. Hi, Taylor.
Hi, Foreman. Hi, Matt.
Good morning, Taylor. Thank you for being on the show this morning.
Oh, you're very welcome, and good morning to the cricket crew.
There you go. Yeah, she's a member of the cricket crew. Taylor is every day.
Yes.
So what's your story, Taylor? How did you hook up with Matt? Explain why you're on today.
So obviously by my handle, you guys know that I am a teacher. And that all started when I was very young and born with a genetic condition called Turner syndrome, where I was born with only one chromosome and had a 2% chance of surviving birth. I am also shorter than average, but standing at 5'1". And growing up as a student, I had an IEP, which is an individualized education plan.
Yeah.
So with that, I needed a little extra help with math. And I also realized that I wanted to become a teacher when I was spending time with the special needs students during my recess. When I grew up, that is what I knew that I wanted to do, and I went to Cal State Fullerton for my child and adolescent development degree. So today I am now teaching in the same school district and school that I went to, and have the most amazing students.
It's incredible, isn't it? How... Yes, pretty awesome. Yes, Taylor.
That is tremendous, incredible. Taylor. I did not know that story either. That's really great.
It's great because when I think yours was before mine. When were you born?
1996 on Valentine's Day.
Oh my gosh! Well, I have Valentine's Day, but and I was thinking that I didn't get. I wanted to teach other, give other people all their stuff that I was learned from, but we're in the same boat. It's kind of cool, because 96, I was in a whole different world then with my head trauma, and we both have our issues with our disabilities, but we're making the most out of it. That's what's beautiful.
Yes, it does impact my math skills. However, I do try to make it the best that I can to be relatable and teach the children that math is everywhere in everything that we do.
Yeah, it is, but not like because I had my pride and lobe had the hemorrhaging and that's your math skills, and I couldn't do it, man. But it was tough, but. Here we are. Look, I'm looking at John and poor man, so that equals two.
What's the most challenging thing for you now, Taylor?
I would say definitely the math, but like I said, we've overcome that by making it relatable and just finding different ways to explore that area.
You seem very positive, just like Matt. Matt's always positive.
Yes, I totally agree with him that positive does matter.
Yeah, thank you, Taylor. Let's give her a hand. Come on. Yeah, the audience today.
Yeah, anything else you want to say, Taylor?
No, it's...
Oh, well... Especially having had an IEP for my math struggles and other special needs, I can definitely relate to being on both sides of it as I also assess my students.
What is an IEP?
Individual educational planning.
Educational plan.
I went through that too. It was crazy. And in the beginning, did they even think we would be where we are right now, Taylor?
Not at all.
I know. There was so many different roads that they were going by through the book and stuff, right? Because of what we had, they weren't expecting where we are.
My parents and myself have definitely had to have advocated for my plans and what I needed.
Well,
yes,
you're an inspiration, Taylor.
Yes, you are. It's incredible. Incredible, incredible, incredible.
Hey, thanks for being on the Neuron Report with Matt.
Oh, you guys are so very welcome. I have enjoyed it so much. And I appreciate everything that Matt does for it.
Yeah, and we'll see you. We'll see you soon, right, Matt? We'll see her soon.
Yes. And I think John has something.
Yeah, Taylor, can I ask you one question? Curious, yes. You're obviously big on life, and as Pourmaid mentioned, a real inspiration. Have you thought about writing a book for kids?
You know, when I was a student, I have thought about being a writer and an author, and even wrote my own little short story. So maybe that could happen.
Good. Yeah, I have a friend who does that for a living. I may put you two together. I think you have a lot to share and great insight and obviously tremendous value and impact.
Oh, that would be awesome.
Yeah, that's Balboa John. So,
well, thank you, Balboa John, for phoning in.
Great.
Yeah, I'll give Balboa John how to contact you, or Matt will.
Great, thank you.
Okay, that sounds good.
Thanks, Taylor.
Thanks, Taylor. We love you. Have a great day. Jay, Mom, Julie, hello, and we'll talk soon, okay? Thank you for coming on the Neuron Report.
Julie and your dad.
Yes, happy hour, Mike and Julie.
Yeah, happy.
Happy hour, Mike. Woo!
And
happy.
Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year, guys.
All right. Thank you, Julie. Taylor.
I'll come back with your instant request right after this, Matt, okay?
All right. Cool.
All right.